Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Online chatbots, shopping apps, and social media all rely more and more on AI. And as demand for AI grows, so does the demand for electricity at energy-intensive data centers.
We will need significant new generation capacity in the U.S. to power what we expect to come online in the next 5 to 10 years.
Nick Muller of Carnegie Mellon University warns that meeting that demand could threaten the climate and public health. He says some data centers will likely be powered by new natural gas plants or even retired coal plants brought back online. Burning fossil fuels emits pollutants that are dangerous to breathe, as well as climate-warming CO2. So to limit the harm, Muller suggests investing in technology to capture carbon and air pollution at the smokestack. But critics say this approach keeps the U.S. dependent on fossil fuels, and that companies should power data centers with clean energy instead.
And so that puts an emphasis on AI data center development in places where you have a lot of wind, where you have a lot of solar.
Like West Texas and the Great Plains. So where companies build data centers matters for the climate and public health. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Hey, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Glendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I am so excited to be in studio with you this week. We've got some big voices that are going to be included in this week's episode. This first hour alone, I have music on the way from Aura, The Molecule, Bjork, Natalie Bergman, Mr. Little Jeans, Dinah Washington, Portishead, and so much more. We're going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a voice that was included in our top 10 best albums of 2025. Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June made her way into our top 10 list with her latest 5th album. The album is called Owls, Omens, and Oracles. She released it last spring, and it is still on heavy rotation here at Girly So Groovy. because the album itself is one that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. And we need that in the world today. So without further ado, it is Valerie June kicking off this week's episode of Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
For anyone who is ready to hit fast forward and just zoom to summer weather, that last song is for you. British R&B artist Green Tea Peng teaming up with the eccentric producer and pioneering dub artist Lee Scratch Perry on the song 100 Pounds of Summer. That is from the album King Perry. One of the final albums released from Lee Scratch Perry before passing away in 2021. The middle is also another duet track. It is music from vocalist Francesca Belmonte, who's teaming up with trip-hop pioneer Tricky. They're doing their take on the classic rock song Gloria. The song is called Somebody's Sins. That opens up Tricky's 2013 album False Idols. And then starting the entire 2 hours off here, it is Memphis singer-songwriter Valerie June from her newest album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. We heard the song Superpower. How about music from a jazz trailblazing vocalist, but done through the lens of a modern take? I am talking about Dinah Washington right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. I'm tired of crying over you.
They say love is blind.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Bristol Trio, Portishead, a band that trailblazed trip-hop, popularizing the genre with their own liberal doses of cool jazz and spy soundtracks featuring the angelic vocals of Beth Gibbons. We went all the way back to the beginning, 1994. From their debut album, Dummy, we heard Sour Times. In the middle, it is music from a duo that were included in our honorable mention list for albums released in 2025, neo-soul duo Sargent and Comrade. They've been frequent flyers here on Girly So Groovy. Yolanda Sargent is the self-proclaimed queen of lo-fi soul, a genre that she and her producer, Comrade, pioneered after not being able to find an appropriate label that fit their retro-futurist style. It was back in the summer that they released the album Power Volume 1, and I just loved it and included it in heavy rotation. This time we heard the song Old Familiar Feeling, and then we kicked off the set with one of the finest and most versatile vocalists in American musical history, Dinah Washington. This is a musician who, in a short career, was able to move effortlessly from pop to gospel to jazz. Well, this time around, we heard Cry Me a River from Dinah Washington getting a modern remix. It's called the Truth and Soul Remix. That can be found on the compilation album Verve Remixed Volume 4. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got music on the way from Natalie Bergman, Bjork, Rainbow Arabia, Aura the Molecule. I have got such a quirky pop gem lined up for you. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, but you have to stick around for at least the next 30 minutes to see what I'm talking about. But coming up next, we've got music from an artist that it's been a little bit since featuring her on here. Mr. Little Jeans, the dance pop project of Norwegian singer-songwriter Monica Birkins. She named herself Mr. Little Jeans after a minor Wes Anderson movie character. So fun fact for you right there. And the song we hear definitely has a bit of Wes Anderson vibes. So Mr. Little Jeans up next here on Girly So Groovy. No sound, was then silent.